6, verse 1. Sri Prahlada Vacha, Kaumara Acharantraja, Dharman Bhagavatanya, Durlabham Manushram Janma, Tadabhya Adhava Margadam. Prahlad Maharaj said, one who is sufficiently intelligent should use the human form of body in the very beginning of life. In other words, from the tender age of childhood, to practice the activities of devotional service, giving up all other engagements. The human body is most rarely achieved, and although temporary like other bodies, it is meaningful because in human life one can perform devotional service. Even a slight amount of sincere devotional service can give one complete perfection. Prahlad Maharaj said, one who is sufficiently intelligent should use the human form of body at the very beginning of life. In other words, from the tender age of childhood, to practice the activities of devotional service, giving up all other engagements. Human body is most rarely achieved, and although temporary like other bodies, meaningful, because in human life, one can perform devotional service. Even a slight amount of sincere devotional service can give one complete perfection. The whole purpose of Vedic civilization and of reading the Vedas is to attain the perfect stage of devotional service in the human form of life. According to Vedic system, therefore, in the very beginning of life, the Brahmacharya system is introduced so that from one's very childhood, from the age of 5 years, one can practice modifying one's human activities so as to engage perfectly in devotional service. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Svalpam Apyasya Dharmasya Trayato Mahato Bhayat. Even a little advancement on this path can protect one from the most dangerous type of fear. Modern civilization, not referring to the verdict of Vedic literature, is so cruel to the members of the human society that instead of teaching children to become brahmacharis, it teaches mothers to kill their children even in the womb on the plea of curbing the increase of population. And if by chance a child is saved, he is educated only for sense gratification. Gradually, throughout the entire world, human society is losing interest. The perfection of life. Indeed, men are living like cats and dogs, spoiling the duration of their human lives by actually preparing to transmigrate again to the degraded species among the 84 lakh forms of life. The Krishna Kasha movement is anxious to serve human society by teaching people to perform devotional service, which can save a human being from being degraded again to animal life. As already stated by Prahlad Maharaj, Bhagavata Dharma consists of Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Spaganam, Pada, Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasham, Sakya, Atmani, Vedanam. In all the schools, colleges, universities, and at home, all children, you should be taught to hear about the Supreme Personality of God. In other words, they should be taught to hear the instructions of Bhagavad Gita, to put them into practice in their lives, and thus to become strong in devotions are free from fear of being degraded to animal life. Following Bhagavad Gita has been made extremely easy in this age of Kali. Shastra says, Hare Nama, Hare Nama. Hare Nama eva kevalam kalau nasti eva, nasti eva, nasti eva, vikare vada. One need only chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Everyone engaged in the practice of chanting the Hare Krishna Mantra will be completely cleansed from the core of his heart and be saved from the cycle of birth and death. Om Ajnana Kumiran Vishya Jnananjara Kavadaya Chakshar Kumiratam Dena Kasmai Sri Guru Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitya Ananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Gaura Bhakta Rinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Prabhupada quoted this sloka many times in his lectures because it is emphasizing the rarity and the valuableness. How rare is human life and how valuable is human life. And human life, if it is not used for devotional service, then we are not taking advantage of this special gift. The human body is a special gift. Only in human body you can eat and drive. Only in human body you can get to know God. Only in human body you can worship God. Only in human body you can change your consciousness. Say, we will not change our bodies. Whatever body you got, you may have to live with it for life. But not necessarily, whatever head you have, it's not necessarily that you have to side with your head. Say, whatever the mind is saying, people are doing things. Only a liberated soul can perform. Devotional service to Krishna. How can you recognize a liberated soul? You recognize a liberated soul. Liberated people, there are two kinds of liberation. One is impersonal liberation, and the other is devotional service. Impersonal liberation, it is not permanent. Because you have not gone back to your destination. You kill all your desires, you suppress all your desires, you tolerate all your desires, and you die. That means you only should have no interest in flickering and misery giving material activities. That means you have become pretty mature. You have done the same thing year after year. But then become intelligent. What am I doing here? Daily eating and sleeping, and waiting sometimes. Whatever, everybody, either it is species below the human beings, species above the human beings, it is the same business. Maybe the person may change, the place may change, but it is the same thing. Example, whether you eat kheer, an earthen pot, or silver pot, or golden pot, or leaflet, will that make any difference? If you take kheer and a paper plate and a steel plate and a banana leaf, there's no difference. So this is the people are trying. You try this, you try that, you try this, you try that. You have five senses. With the tongue, we are trying this, we are trying that. With the eyes, we are trying this, we are trying that. We watch the cinema, we read this novel, we watch him, we watch her. Helplessly, we are attracted to sense objects. But nevertheless, there are external, temporary, and they will end up in misery. Everybody has to lose his eyesight one day. Everybody has to lose his ears. He will become deaf. When he gets old, he will be hard of hearing. Say it again. Your hearing loss will be there. Your sight will be lost. Everything, all senses become weakened. In the beginning, senses are immature, then the senses are in good condition, again the senses become weakened. Then you are below 20 years, below 15 years, our senses have not become mature, powerful. So we cannot enjoy to full. Then again, when we are 60, 70 years old, you will not be able to enjoy senses because the body doesn't cooperate. It's not in a good shape. It's very just like there is a thread is there. If you put more weight, the thread will just break and balloon. If you balloon is for blowing air, but if you, it's not that you can blow any air you like, but you just break that. Let's say Krishna says, Yuktar, you cannot take any amount you like. That's not possible. So he said the body is limited. Our abilities are limited. Our ability to enjoy is limited. We cannot. So the people are very divided. They want to enjoy, but they are not getting enjoyment. Does that mean that there is no enjoyment? Everybody wants to enjoy, but they are not getting enjoyment. That means you have to give up enjoyment or what? No. You have to give up enjoyment. The kind of enjoyment you are trying, that is your. Now you are trying to enjoy your senses. That way you will not get. But enjoyment, that is your बर्थ रहे आनंदमय अभ्यासात वी आर मेंट फॉर एंजॉयमेंट लाइफ इज मेंट फॉर सेलिब्रेशन लाइफ इज मेंट फॉर जुबिलेशन लाइफ इज मेंट फॉर अनलिमिटेड हैप्पीनेस completely. You can be completely immersed. It's called samadhi. Samadhi means but generally we use the word samadhi. When a person is dead, you put him in samadhi. A dead body, you insult him, you beat him. Dead body will react. They give him samadhi. Somebody is dead. So similarly, if somebody is really a yogi, achieved the final point of yoga. Yama, Niyama, Asana, Pranayama, Pratyahara, withdraw. Pratyahara means withdraw your senses. All crazy people there are doing yoga. Yoga to keep the body fit. Where is Pratyahara? Where is the withdrawal? Withdrawal from the body, withdrawal from the senses, withdrawal from the mind. That is withdraw. Withdrawn. So then you will not be affected. When I am not attached to the body, then my body loses beauty. It doesn't affect you. Is that right? When you are not attached to the body, and your body loses the beauty, and your body loses. You lose a part of your body, you don't feel so disheartened. I lost my leg, mere jindagi kharab ho gaya, mere jeevan barbaad ho gaya. There is the story. One man had a very bad health condition. He is a very popular person. Popular person will have many followers. So all the followers, so when his health was good, he was so active, and he was so service-minded. Now his health is very bad condition, is bedridden. And people come to paramarsa. People come to give him some solace. People want to give him some sympathy. People want to give him some comfort or express their concern to the guy. So all the people came. And they were all trying to say, "Oh, we are very sorry to see your condition." That guy, because he's a spiritual person, said, "What happened to me?" To me, when you talk on a spiritual platform, "What happened to me?" "Nothing happened to me. I'm not this body." Can anybody say like that? When your body is completely bad shape, can you smile? They can, but Vidya and Priyanka, Lakshmi and Priyanka, are like that. So what? Can we not come to the program in the evening? We are tired. But actually, because we are not out of body consciousness, in body consciousness, the Prabhupada just is indifferent to the body. So many young people are unable to catch up with his speed. He was writing so many letters, doing so many programs, traveling to so many places, and he was writing so many books. People were amazed. Then the old people, they were out of shape. And young people, scores of young people, Prabhupada had 15 secretaries. Secretary for Africa, secretary for Europe, secretary for India. This life secret. So, that means actually spiritual power. Spiritual power. There is no limit. There is no limit to spiritual power. But body has always limitations. We sometimes think, what is the capacity of my memory? How much I can remember? In conditioned life, because you are meant to get only so much reputation, you are only meant to get so much recognition. So your memory power will be only less or more, whatever. But Prabhupada, he was on the fag end of his life, and he was completely aware of everything. He had thousands of disciples. How are you, Balavanta? What is happening in Australia or Canada? Tell you that, how is your life? And Prabhupada was completely, he was only bones, no flesh. He stopped breathing. Prabhupada stopped breathing for the last 3 months. He was not taking anything. And he was only taking little orange juice. Little juice, because if you eat nicely and you are on the bed, then you have to pass stool and all that. So Prabhupada was saying how a yogi will live his life when he is completely in control. Then why should I trouble my disciple? I will stop eating. Stop eating. I am taking a little juice. When you are only taking juice, what will come out as stool? Nothing comes. Prabhupada, and also, Prabhupada was a real yogi. Real yogi means a Mahatma. A real yogi means a Sadhu. A real yogi means a Pandita. So he doesn't need any, like you hear, whenever realizes so speak, they don't speak in the masala things, they don't speak. They talk practical things. Because the point is, people who are in passion or in ego, they want to talk masala things. So the people, wow, such a nice class. But thing is, I should inspire you, I should motivate you to overcome your body consciousness. That is important. Not that today, what should I say? What masala I have to say? Not necessary. So here, you read all Prabhupada books. Nothing hi-fi there. Simply, it insists you are not this body. You are spirit soul. You are part and parcel of Krishna. And 24 hours, you have to practice serving Krishna. So that's why Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Yogi Namapi Sarvesham Madgati Antaratmana Chaddhavan Bhaitre Yomam Same Yukta Tamamata. Of all the yogis, I consider him the best, who is always thinking of me. So, when our mind is contaminated, when our heart has many material desires, how can you think of Govinda non-stop? In Bhagavatam also there is a sloka. It says, Harsha Marshadivir Bhavai Akrantam Yashya Manasa. One whose heart is filled with Harsha Marsha, Raga, Dvesha, and reality, happiness, distress, I don't like to stay here, I want to stay there, I don't like her company, I want his company, I want to eat this, I don't want to eat that. So this is all on bodily platform. But a yogi, Idrishya Lava Santushto, Dondati Tobi Masara, Samasiddhavasiddhavacha. He says, so one way there, yogi, he doesn't bother. Actually, it is said, one who is hungry, he doesn't care for the taste. One who is really sleepy, like maybe anywhere, just fall off, that's it. You don't need a bed. You don't need to go to your room, just flat, sit anywhere, go to sleep, because you need sleep. So that means really, but if you are not sleeping, the pankha is not there, you know, the AC is not on, and you know, the bed is very hard, that means you are not really getting sleep. If you are really sleeping, just you will sleep anywhere. I keep a sleep on steering wheel. Many people die. They sleep. It happened to me one time. Just off Krishna theory. And like Sai Krishna, like people, many, there are people with me. I said, my God, if they died, what will happen? Young children from different families. And I have the driver's seat. Sleep knows no comfort. Food, hunger knows no taste. Similarly, if you are very body conscious, sex. Sex, it doesn't mean generally when we are not so hungry. So when actually a person has no spiritual life, there are people who have sex with dead bodies. The people who have sex with very, very old people, like we see in newspapers, all this stuff. Nowadays we see daily so many news. How the father is having sex with his 10-year-old daughter. Because if you don't know, if you don't have knowledge, and if you don't know what to do, naturally, you know that sloka says, Chanakya Pandita, Kamataranam Nalaja Nabhayam. One who becomes very sexy, for him there is no shame, there is no fear. After consequences may be very grave. Suppose you have some illicit connection with some girl, and when it comes into light, people may come, and in a public place, they may chop off his limbs, they may kill him on the spot. Nobody will come to protect you, because you have done such a wrong thing. But because he doesn't know, Kamatarana, his mind is only one thought, how to relieve my sex pressure. So, this is all this yoga, what people are doing is simply sham. Nothing comes out of it. Because Prabhupada said, when you practice yoga like that, after that again you have to go and smoke. After that you have to go and drink again. And after that you have to go and do sex again. So what yoga is that? What yoga? Nonsense yoga. So, simply because you have some money and you are doing all these gimmicks. But the real yoga is, as Prahlad Maharaj is saying here, is yoga means sixth chapter, Yoga Karmasu Kausalam. Like that, many statements will come on yoga. He also says, yoga is equanimity. I noted many. Yoga means your mind is under control. Yoga means you are not attracted to anything. Yoga means you are intensely active. But nowadays we are reading the same thing, same chapter in Bhagavad Gita. Karma. Today only we read. One who is doing all kinds of activities, but still is not doing anything. One who is not doing anything, but is doing all kinds of activities. One who can understand. Karmani akarmani parshad, akarmani cha karmana, sabudhiman manishyasya, sakrishna karmakura. What happened? Lose. Doctor, this is red apparatus, brother. I really got So what did I say? So yogi means one who can utilize everything in Krishna's service. One who can stop sense gratification. One who doesn't do anything for his sense gratification. One who is doing everything for Krishna. Actually, when you are working for Krishna, Krishna reciprocates. And you are attracted, there is a competition. There is a competition between the devotee and the Lord. The devotee wants to serve the Lord wants to give facilities, recognition, and opportunities. So that means such a devotee. So Krishna says, only a devotee is a real yogi. Yogi namak sarvesham madgati antaratmana sraddhavan bhajate yomam. One who is always thinking of me in the core of his heart. There is no chance. Actually, that madam was asking, why you raise your hands? Chetlete don't. I give up. I cannot do that work. So, madam was asking, Swami, why you are raising your hands? and said, we cannot control our senses and mind by our own efforts. Only Krishna consciousness will bring Krishna's grace. Why should Krishna give you his grace when you are not following the method recommended by him? You do all your monkey gimmicks. Monkeys also, and like that. Somebody sends a WhatsApp message, my God, for doing like anything. They're taking the leg like this and touching it here and all things. Put, 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 put. What is the use? Those are monkey tricks. Monkeys, they have the facility. That guy must be a monkey in Pashpat. He has come back as a human being. So he's doing all these things. And for people, it was so great. And they want to be his role model. I also want to bend my body like that. A useless activity. So, when we want to use the word yoga, we call the yoga bhakti yoga. This is yoga. When you want to use the word dhyana, mantra dhyana. When you want to use the word mantra yoga, bhakti yoga, mantra yoga. So I told the madam, madam, these are all preliminary stages. Like you learn alphabets, by learning alphabets, it's not that you become a scholar. Learning alphabets is that you read, you write, and you put your thoughts in writing, in speech. That is called learning, not just learning alphabets. So yoga means union with Krishna. The unfortunate thing in this world is accept Krishna. Nobody wants to accept Krishna. People cannot take it that Krishna is God. People cannot take it. All big yogis, big scholars, they cannot accept Krishna. Because by that kind of yoga, you will never come to Krishna. You will never be successful in that yoga also. All these are yoga day, half an hour, nobody practices. Go and ask Mithyal Rao. Sir, daily, how much time I spend in yoga? Various time, nonsense. And actually, you should not practice yoga in hospitals and cities and public places. The yoga is meant for, you go to a Suchav Desa Pratishtapya, Stiramasana Matpana, Natvishyam Natvishyam Kusirajanat. That is the way to do. And it is not practical. I don't somehow, at least, like, you know, they are doing yoga, they invited us. They invited us. They know that we are not doing that kind of yoga. In ISKCON, people don't do this kind of yoga. Why did they invite me? Tell me. Why did they invite me? So Krishna has given opportunity to you fools. That means they are not interested in Krishna, but they are interested in health. Yoga for health. So they can have more sex, or they can make more money, just to keep the body. How to lubricate the body. But even if you want to keep your body fit, how can you give up your taste for gulab jamuns? How can you overcome your dirty thoughts by yoga? You need some replacement. You need some substitution. You need good thoughts. You replace bad thoughts with good thoughts. You replace good thoughts with divine thoughts. And then your soul is awake. When your soul is awake, then nothing can attract you. Like you give crores of rupees to a devotee, simply his life will remain the same. You take little dolls of devotee and nicely use all the money for serving Krishna and propagating Krishna's mission. That means completely self-controlled. Yeah. Unless you are attracted to Krishna, there is every chance of your fall down. If you are attracted to Krishna, you can tolerate any pushings of the mind. It's a test. How do you test a yogi? All his life he will not fall down. Nothing, he is getting so many opportunities, so many types of sense enjoyment. But you see him simply practicing. So, the practical yoga is when you keep Krishna with you always. When you keep Krishna with you always. I ask you, can you do yoga in the railway, in running train? Not possible. Can you, can a person do yoga when he is sick and bedridden? What do you do? You cannot even move. Bedridden person, what yoga will do? Like a very small child, infant, in the lap of the mother, what yoga will do? But everybody can hear. Suppose you say Hare Krishna to a child, she will see like that. Old man, you can also, when you say Hare Krishna, it goes, by the way, ears are the first to come and last to go. In all our senses, in the womb of the mother, the ears are active. So whatever you are chanting, whatever your nonsense you are doing, the child is also getting same association. So pregnant woman has to be careful what she is talking, what she is hearing. So inside the child is already becoming a sense gratifier. As soon as it comes out, it will be sense gratification. So that is how we got the training. Prahlad Maharaj, he got the association. Narad, that's why Prahlad Maharaj is a child. See what kind of knowledge he is telling. So the point is, when it is said, one who is sufficiently intelligent should use the human form of body from the very beginning of life. In the beginning of life, nobody is intelligent. It is the parents' business to give opportunity. It is the government's business. The people have to be Rajarishis, the leaders, and parents have to be devotee parents, and devotee teachers, and devotee administrators. Then they will know. Not that we are not asking you, you don't work, but work in Krishna consciousness. Work in Krishna consciousness. Anything, your anger, your hatred, anything can be in Krishna service. Your money-mindedness, everything. You make money for Krishna. You don't have to change your mind. So this is called dovetailing. Dovetailing to Krishna consciousness. And Krishna wants us. And Krishna Bhakti is powerful. Krishna wants us. People want to be this and that. But if it is not in our destiny, let's say like people want like Sai Krishna, that were money. They want money. People want money. Jagadish, they are in difficulty. But what do you have to do? by working, because it is said, if it is written here, even if you don't work, it will come. And if it is not written there, even you work, it will not come. Even you work. So people have to be very convinced. Nobody wants illness, but it comes. So similarly, if happiness is written on your face, it will come. That's how we are sitting here, sannyasis. No matter what, let's go. Money is there or not, people are there or not. If I'm going to get something, it will come. If I'm not going to get something, it will go. I'm not in control. Krishna is in control. If you want to attract Krishna, you follow Ketaniya Sarahari. Udumpattu. Hold it like that. And if Krishna or somebody will come, oh, Sai Krishna, I will help you with 3 lakhs. Prabhupada says, when beggar goes to a sweet shop, and a dog goes to a sweet shop, dog cannot buy, it will not get. He will watch the streets. But some rich man comes, and he takes pity on the dog. And this dog put there, always watching the streets inside the glass. And he will buy 1 kg of streets. When you see in Vrindavan, monkeys, when they get to, you know, a lot of rich people come and feed so many breads, monkeys. They can live in Vrindavan. They are rabbis in the pasture. Their little desires are there. And Krishna is sending a rich man on the top. I have seen many times, just hold on. Well, I told Varamuni, just Baba, you go to Sangam, you go to Atmakur, you go to Padalpur, and you sell Agarbati, books and all that. And you see what happened. Nobody. I told Prem Kumar, he became a chief in love. Because there is no devotion, no conviction. But if our understanding is clear, we don't care. Saddam completely put him. But he worked to get his fortune or what? No, he just came. The devotees are very strong, no matter what. And you tell him, so you may say, I have my parents and everybody to send that. You may say, Mother, what you are saying is all right. If Krishna wants to do it, to come. If Krishna doesn't want to do it, he will not come. But should I sit inactive? No. We perform more and more devotional service. He cuts off all your karmas and then the good fortune. Kalesa Agne, the benefits of devotional service are mentioned in Upadesa. Kalesa Agne, all kleshas. Papa, Aga, Papa, Kalesa Agne. And Subhada, all good fortune, just wait. Go on doing it and it will happen. So, but because we are not serious or we are not convinced, we try to again sleep. Once you come to Krishna, if Krishna cannot give you, do you think you can get by any other means? Can you get any other means? If Krishna doesn't want to give you, you might get by any other means. And Krishna is saying in Bhagavad Gita, what is that? He says, you know, yoga kshema bhava. Ananyaschanta, just get into that. So, what is that? You leave the rest. You do your best and leave the rest to Krishna. So this is Prahlad Maharaj saying, right from the childhood, he's not talking about Varnasram Dharma. He's not talking about doing this activity for livelihood, that activity for livelihood. Krishna is not short of anything. Krishna has everything unlimited. Can he not give us? If he can attract him, he can give you anything. So devotees want to do more and more. Do you have any more material desires? Do you have any more anadas? Do you have any more non-Krishna conscious idling of time? When you are watching, although Krishna is watching, you watch yourself and Krishna is watching you. You watch yourself whether you are thoroughly Krishna conscious or not. And Krishna is watching you. And Krishna knows that. Because food is provided. Food is provided for everybody. And the more Krishna conscious you become, and everything will be solved. Solutions are not outside Krishna consciousness. Outside Krishna consciousness, the whole world is trying for solutions. It is only getting aggravated. You see what the devotees are. Devotees are simply satisfied. Yes. They are not even working. They are simply satisfied. Little things needed, Krishna is arranging. They are nicely. The hearts, the soul's business. What is the business of the soul? The business of the soul is devotional service. Loving devotional service to the Lord is the business of the soul. And if there are dependents on you, you tell them. Because we are not practicing Krishna Bhakti, because we don't have good charitable activity in our past life. People have, they should have done charitable activities, and the result is now instructed. Many, many studies are there. You keep giving. One man said, one poor man went to Nanak Dev. I said, I'm so poor. Why God is, there is no grace of God on me. And Nanak Dev smiled. When you don't give, how you are eligible to get anything back? When you don't give, how will you get anything back? So Nanak Dev told him, whenever you see people who are troubled, you can sympathize with him. That is in your hands. He may not give you money because you are poor. But you can talk some comforting words. You can do some physical seva. You can help them with your body. The money you may not give. You can use your body in the service of others. You can you can talk sweet. You can give himself by smiling and by dealing with them. To give them some solace. Why do you say? Because you are poor at heart. Because we don't have ideas how to give. You are poor at heart. So you are thinking, what do you have? But you have so much to give. Money is not everything. You need so much. So that way, nobody can say, I have nothing to give. You always have so much to give. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare